Blog Talk Radio.
All our leaders,
the recording has started.
From your leaders, my leaders, hallelujah. Our late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, hallelujah. Every leader, hallelujah. We want to acknowledge them, hallelujah. So now you let's bring our mind in, bring our hearts in, hallelujah. And pray with me, hallelujah, as we sanctify the line tonight, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, giving your name the praise, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know that you are worthy of every hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us and forgive us, Lord God, for every sin, every, Lord God, transgression, every, Lord God, iniquity, all our iniquities, Lord God, everything that we said and everything that we've done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, even the very thoughts, Lord God, that wasn't pure. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God. We repent right now, Lord God, of anything that's going to keep us out of your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said in your word, if we confess our sins, Lord God, you are faithful and just, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins, and you will cleanse us, Lord God, from all unrighteousness. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look at our heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look at our heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you this night once again. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to move tonight by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move on this line tonight, Lord God. We come asking you right now, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to have your own way, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one that come to the line tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, some, Lord God, need one thing and some need another. But, Lord God, you see and you know everything, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to move this night, Lord God, by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save, Lord God, the lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal the sick, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to deliver, Lord God, the drug addicts, Lord God, every, Lord God, lost soul, Lord God, that's out there that's looking for hope, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, be prepared to give them hope, Lord God. For we know, Lord God, that you are the hope of glory. And we asking you right now, Lord God, just to continue, Lord God, to move on this line, Lord God, move in every service, Lord God. We asking you to move on the service tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless the word. Bless the word, Lord God. Let us hear, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. What the Spirit is saying to our heart tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, take hold to the word, Lord God, and learn, Lord God, and live by the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless, Lord God, heal, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look on Mr. Bradley, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, the church is strengthened right now, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God, in every area, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on, Lord God, those that battle with cancer, Lord God, those that battle with heart trouble, Lord God, those that just battling in their body with sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said, by your stripes, Lord God, we were already healed, Lord God. So it's not that we will be healed, Lord God, but you said we were already healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch the sick right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even in the hospital, Lord God, even in the nursing home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move this day, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you for it. We glorify you for it. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because truly, 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 you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise this night, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate you. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Let us thank God. Hallelujah. Let us give him the praise. Hallelujah. Let us give him the glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. We magnify you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, missionary fan. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Indeed, we are excited about what God is getting ready to do. Amen. Which is already established in the beginning. Amen. And God walking it out. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the beautiful introduction by missionary fan. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Amen. For all of our advisors, each and every one of you people of God that have assembled here on the line, we thank God for you. Amen. Truly, God has been doing some things on the line through our rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, I'm gleaning. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking about gleaning. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are rebroadcasting. Amen. Going to the library. Amen. Full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of word. Glory be to God. So we're going again to the library on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, as the Lord has led. Amen. Glory to God for our speaker on tonight. Amen. We're just so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We are so very grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And it is a, amen, pre-recorded message on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And what we're going to do, amen, Jesus, we're going to introduce, amen, one of our TNN advisors who will come and introduce our speaker on tonight. People of God, get your pen, your paper, get your tablet on tonight, amen, to take your notes, to get your notes, amen, so that you can go back, you can read through them, amen, you can refresh yourself, you can share, amen, glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, people of God, if you write it down, I heard missionary fan talking about writing it down, glory to God. Truly, if you write it down, amen, it helps you even more to commit to memory. Amen. Glory to God. So that you can retain that the Lord has spoken. Amen. Glory to God. So we're grateful tonight. We're ready tonight to hear what thus says the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to bring, amen, our PNN advisor, Minister Emmanuel Holmes, who's going to introduce our speaker on tonight. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We give an honor to God, each and every one, to all God's people, to all of our listeners, amen, by telephone and also by radio. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you tuning in tonight. Amen. For stopping by to hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. And tonight we thank God for our speaker, amen, that's coming. Our chosen one for this hour. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her. Amen. I know she is a woman of God. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She's committed, amen, to the cause of this gospel. Amen. We thank God that with her we had that opportunity to have met her in her ministry, her fellowship, amen, some years back. And ever since then, amen, thank God for, amen, God has called us to be, amen, fellowship one to another. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for this great woman of God. Amen. She has been chosen by God tonight. Amen, to come forth and bring us the word of God. Amen. Not only is she a woman of God, not only is she a minister, amen, of the gospel, but she's also is a gospel artist. Amen. She's also a gospel artist. Amen. She has a couple of CDs out. Amen. So God is just using her life, amen, in the field of ministry. Amen. Through the word of God and also through song. Amen. She's ministering the word of God to many people. So we thank God for her. Amen. She carries herself like she speaks. Amen. Whatever she sings about, amen, she lives the life. So we're grateful for that. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We're blessed. So we're just excited tonight, amen, to bring forth our speaker. Amen. She has sat in on the line from time to time and listening in. Amen. But tonight, amen, we introduce her to our platform. Amen. On behalf of our visionary and founder of this Prayer News Network, amen, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And we welcome you with open arms. Amen. So at this time, we're going to, amen, introduce, amen, to you our speaker for tonight, none other than Minister Beverly Biggs. Amen. Minister Beverly Biggs from Monroe, Georgia. Amen. God bless you. You can push star six and come on over to the broadcast side. God bless you.
Like to say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Praise and we glorify and we magnify the name of the Lord. We give great honor to God on tonight, to the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, to the man of God, Minister Emmanuel Holes, to all the ministers of the gospel, to my great pastor, Evangelist Thelma Lemons. And I bring you greetings from Saints Tabernacle United Pentecostal Church in Monroe, Georgia, a little small town, but we represent it through the Holy Ghost. And I count it an honor to be able to bring forth the word unto God's people. Count it an honor to be a vessel to be used by God. And what I would like to do, if you don't mind, I want to sing this song. Even when I was washing dishes today, I was just singing this song because we have so many reasons to tell God thank you. About God, yes, we have so many reasons to tell God thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for the rising of the sun, Lord. Thank you for letting us see one more day. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you right now. We give great honor to God, who is an awesome God. He is a mighty God. I thank God for right now. I praise God. I love the Lord. I thank him for being saved, sanctified, hallelujah, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed of it. I count it an honor to be able to have that testimony. Haven't always had that mind. But I thank God, hallelujah, because of his mercy and his grace. He saved me and brought me out of a world of sin and don't have a mind to look back. We give great honor to God. We love the Lord on tonight. Thank God we honor every pastor, every bishop, every missionary, everyone, north, south, east, and west. We honor you on tonight. We thank God for allowing us to be on top of the ground today. We thank God for being on top of the ground. Amen, amen. We're not going to keep prolonging the time, but I just love the Lord on tonight. I'm the type of person that I believe in glorifying him. I believe in magnifying him because when I look back where he brought me from, hallelujah, I refuse to hold my praise down. I refuse to let anybody stop my praise. Hallelujah, God. We magnify him. He is worthy to be praised. And this time, we're going to go ahead and go into the Word. If you have your Bibles, and I heard Evangelist Bradley said you got your pen and your pencils, and we can act like we're in school on tonight because we are learning, and the Word is a learning. It's a teacher. It's a teacher. It's something always to learn from God's Word. We never know all of it. We never, ever know all of it. Sometimes you can read a scripture four or five times, and it like it get better and better and better. Oh, my God, I thank God for his Word. Oh, God, yes, Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask each and every one, turn your Bibles to St. Mark, the fourth chapter, and we're going to start at the 30th through the 32nd verse. St. Mark, 4th chapter, 30 through 32nd verse. And it reads, it is like a grain, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all the earth and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. 32nd verse. But when it is sown, it groweth up. And I want to stop right there. And my thought for tonight is, don't stop growing. Somebody said, don't stop growing. The word growing means to spring up, to develop, to mature, to increase in size, multiply, and produce. Amen. Don't stop growing. Now, we want to encourage the people of God and even those that are not saved. We want you to take something from the Word because there's something for everybody. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years. There's still a Word for us from the Lord. Don't stop growing. We know that when a baby is born, we don't expect for a child when it's born to come forth like a grown-up. But one thing we do expect is that when that baby is born, that eventually as time goes forth, we expect that child to start growing. If after a year that child is still the same size, or even before that, you need to take that child to the doctor because something is hindering that child's growth. And I think about even when it comes down to flowers and different trees, I just love them. I love them. I don't have the perfect green thumb, but I just love to see them grow. So I have a yard man, and sometimes I buy flowers, and he'll put them in the ground, and when you first put them in there, they look real puny. But as you begin to water them, you begin to nourish them and give them the necessary things that they need, they begin to sprout up. They begin to enlarge. That's just like if you have a plant in the house and that plant needs some water. It looks like the neck of that plant is limp. But as soon as you give that plant some water, it starts sprouting up. See, that's the same way we do as the word of God comes forth. We receive the word, oh, we just sprout up. We just look all lively and all happy. Because the word of God brings growth. When we be obedient to the word, it brings growth. And when we be disobedient, it hinders the growth. Oh, my God, yes, it hinders the growth. I remember, and if you don't mind, I have parables that I like to use. I remember my mom telling me that I have a brother and sister that both were born mentally disabled, and they was 1 year apart. And it was a hard, two hard births from my mother right behind each other. But I remember my mother testifying, and she said that my brother, who was the firstborn, he did not start walking for a long time. Everywhere they went, they had to carry him. And she said one day when she was at home and she was so weary and overwhelmed with his sickness and his illness, and she just cried out to God, and she said, Lord, touch this child and bless him to walk. And I want you to know that at the age of 13 is when my brother started walking, and he's been walking ever since. There was a hinder in the growth. And see, sometimes doctors can't do what needs to be done. Sometimes you just have to go straight to Dr. Jesus. Oh, my God. Go straight to Dr. Jesus for whatever you need. I realize that we're living in a day where the enemy is trying his best to stop our growth. We as saints of God know that fasting brings forth growth. Satan knows that getting in God's word brings forth growth. Studying and spending time with God, getting in prayer brings forth growth. But the enemy comes to try to change our minds. Now he'll fix it where, and I'm just going to be real, he'll fix it where it's so easy to go to Walmart. It's so easy to go here and go there. But when it comes down to prayer, he don't want you to do that. When God wakes you up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like it's the hardest thing to do is to get up. And the devil wants it to be that way. But I'm a witness that when you press through that sleep, and you're going there, you're getting that word, next thing you know, sleep gone bye-bye. And God has given you a word that only could come from heaven. Hey, my God. And his word will energize you. It'll energize you better than Maxwell Coffee. Somebody say amen. It'll energize you. See, I love the word. I love the word. The word of God is power. The word of God is what it's going to take for us to be able to make it through him, saints. See, the devil wants to really hinder God's people from getting into the kingdom. He wants it. He don't even want while we're here on earth for us to be happy. My mind even goes back to the first chapter of Exodus, how when the children of Israel were in Egypt, and the Bible said that Joseph had died, so there rose another king after Joseph. And the Bible said that the children of Israel multiplied. It said that they began to increase, and they were fruitful, and they were bountiful. And see, back in the Old Testament, what we got to remember is that they fought battles. They fought with knives and guns and all these kind of things. And so being in large number brought forth a great meaning. So what happened was this king began to worry. He said, now these children of Israel, even though they in bondage, they just multiplied. He said, so he began to get worried. He said, now I got to do something about this. Because, see, I'm afraid that if the children of Israel keep multiplying, in other words, if they keep growing, that they're going to join to my enemies, and then they're going to come against me. So what he told the midwives to do to the women that were pregnant, he said, when they get ready to bring forth that child, now this is just how evil the devil is. He said, when they get ready to bring forth that child, if it's a boy, I want you to kill him. So the Bible says that, yes, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the number one people he wants to destroy is God's people. See, that's the reason why he come against us so hard. That's why things come so hard against us. It's not going to be easy because we belong to the Most High God. So what happened was the Bible gave, the Lord gave favor to the children of Israel. When the midwives came to deliver the children, the Bible said that they told the king that when we get there, the Egyptian women have already delivered. But what they did was they feared God over the king. And because they feared God, the Bible said that God blessed them with houses. So the point of this story is when you are growing, God, yes, when you are growing in God, he's more for you than the world against you. He will fight for you. I don't care what it looks like. Even on your job, you may have people coming against you. And you don't even know why. But what we got to remember, too, is that we shall be persecuted. The Bible say that. Pray for them when they despitefully use you. Pray for them. We're going to be fought against because we belong to the Most High God. But the Bible said that the children of Israel, they multiplied. Thank God. The devil didn't stop the growth. He didn't stop it. He wanted to, but he didn't stop it. Because God was on their side. The Bible says that even Jesus, even our precious Savior, Jesus, when he was born, Bible said that the wise men, hallelujah, God Almighty, the wise men were seeking Jesus. Don't y'all know it's a wise thing to seek Jesus? It's a real wise thing to seek the Lord. But when the wise men were seeking Jesus, and they said, we come to see the King of the Jews. Well, when Herod, who was the king, when he heard about this, he got upset about it. He got real upset. I could imagine. He said, who is this they calling king? I'm the only king. I'm the only one in charge. Who they calling king? And the Bible said that he began to inquire to the wise men. Who is this king? In other words, he used a cunning, deceitful spirit, saying that I want to come and worship him too, but that wasn't his purpose. And saints, what we got to do, we got to know the plan of the devil. The devil is cunning. He's a roaring lion seeking to devour us. But we got to be sober. We got to be vigilant because our adversary, the roaring lion, he's come to deceive us. See, we can't be deceived by the devil. The devil comes, he don't come in raggedy clothes. He don't come looking bad. He comes looking good and smelling good. But oh my God, saints of God, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. So the Bible says that the wise men were warned by God. Hallelujah. Don't you know that when you live for God, he can speak to you. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you what not to do. Because God knew that Herod had an evil spirit. So when the wise men got ready to go see Jesus, they didn't go back and report to Herod because God told them not to. He told them to go another way. See, sometimes we can have a plan to go one way, but God will say, go another way. And when we go that other way, we will realize that it's for our good. Remember about God? Yes. Don't you know God knows what's best for you? The enemy want to deceive us. The enemy want to trap us. But when we hear the voice of God, everyone that hears the voice of God, you will not come out wrong. You will not come out wrong. The enemy wants to trouble the saints of God. The enemy wants to wear us out. This corona that has spread it across the world, it has put a wear and tear on the hearts of people. It has put a wear and tear tear on the minds, on the bodies. I'm so glad that we serve a God. You say, oh, my God, now even in the word, it said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Oh, my God, yes, that is higher than I. Someone out there at this time may even be going through something right now. You may be going through death. Your heart is hurting. Your heart is grieving. Your heart is heavy. But I want you to know you're in the right place to receive a blessing. And you might say, what you mean, preacher? In the fifth chapter of St. Matthew, it said, blessing of Papa God, yes. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Yes, it said you shall be, not might be, you shall be comforted. My mind goes back to in 2007. The Lord called my mother home in March. Less than 3 months later, he called our father home. It was one of the most devastating things that I have ever had to endure, me and my family. It was tough, but God, he spoke even in the midst of the pain. Now, I have heard this scripture probably all my life, St. John 14:1. We often hear it when people at funerals and the preacher walk in and he's quoting that scripture. We hear it over and over and over. But on this particular day when my father had died, God spoke this word to me. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And he said, leave it right there. And he told me, I want you to repeat this over and over and over. He even told me, he said, Bevelin, I want you to picture this St. John 14 as me writing a letter to you saying, dear Bevelin, let not, Father God, yes, let not your heart be troubled. See, the saints of God, well, we got to remember, and this is something we have to constantly remember. Sometimes we as humans, we try to take on things ourselves. I'm a caretaker, and I desire your prayers to pray for them. I'm a caretaker of my mentally disabled brother and sister, and it's a learning process. But what I've learned is that I've tried so many times to take on things myself. But I'm going to tell you what the results were. When I tried to survive, I had a massive stroke. Couldn't hardly walk. Couldn't hardly talk. Couldn't even hardly pronounce my own name. But God restored me. Hallelujah, my God. Yes. God restored me. But he taught me that, Bevelin, when I chose you to take care of your brother and sister, I didn't tell you to lose yourself. See, thanks of God, we even got to learn how to lean and depend on God. It's a learning process. But he told me in his word, he said, let not your heart be troubled. And he said, and the reason why, he said in the 27th verse, he said, because my peace, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, but I give it unto you, my peace. His peace surpasses all understanding, y'all. I'm going to tell you, on the day of my father's funeral, God allowed, my brother said this himself, the day of the funeral, which was so hurting, God allowed peace. All the fruits of the Spirit was present. But God allowed peace to step out front. Sister Miriam in our church sang a song, when I needed him most, God stepped right in. Whatever you need, maybe you've lost loved ones back to back to back. And maybe you feel like, Lord, I just can't handle this anymore. But the Bible said, greater is he that is in you, Father God, yes, than he that is in the world. God is saying, lean on me. I can hold you up. And he's also saying, cast all your cares. You can't handle it. See, saints of God and men and women, we can't handle it. God did not equip us physically to handle it. Our flesh can't handle it. That's where heart attacks, that's where strokes, that's where stress, high blood pressure come from. But God is trying to teach us, just depend on me. I took all this to the cross. I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon me. Hey, God, yes, but by his stripes, we are healed. Even our minds are healed. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Our minds are healed. And I need to tell this in the name of Jesus. Even when my parents passed, I stopped preaching. I stopped preaching. The night when I was on schedule to preach, didn't even go to church. I told one of the sisters of my church, I said, I would like for you to take my brother and sister with you when you go to church. And I need to tell this to the glory of God. And I think about what the word says. God is so awesome. He is so awesome. When you need him most, he will step right in, saints. He will step right in. And I think about that night I told Sister Sylvia, I said, Sister Sylvia, I need you to come pick up Joanne and Benny. Because I need some time to myself. But I'm going to tell you what was on my mind. I moved all the furniture out of the middle of the floor in the living room. And I crawled up in the floor. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go another day without my family. I don't want to go another day without my mother and father. And I meant it from my heart. I said, Lord, I desire for you to take me right now. But the Spirit of the Lord, God, yes, the Spirit of the Lord spoke. He said, you shall not die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord spoke and told me to go up to the church. He said, when you go by yourself, you pray that thing over you and don't you never look back to Egypt. And I never have, saints. If there's someone out there that's dealing with the spirit of suicide, is the spirit of the devil, God died that you would live. In the name of Jesus, he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, walk with your head up. In the name of Jesus, even those that are caretakers, even those that have loads that you're carrying, I'm going to tell you what the remedy is. Find yourself getting up before everybody else do. Get in that word. Pray and get prepared for whatever you got to face that day. I guarantee you when you seek God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Peace, oh my God, peace is yours. Strength is yours, oh my God, yes. Power is yours, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. Walk in God's word. I'm going to tell you things. God's word is our only help. The devil wants to hinder our growth. He wants us to worry about any and everything. The Bible says he wants to wear us out. So, oh, my God, I thank God. But the Bible says the Lord is my strength. Psalms 28 and 7. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is my strength and my shield. See, he's my strength, y'all. See, a lot of times we take vitamins and we take different nutrients to give us a little boost. Sometimes we even go in there and drink a good hot cup of coffee to give us a little boost. But I'm going to tell you something. There come a time when stuff like that don't even touch you. It don't even phase what you need. But God will go where can't nobody else go. Look, oh my God, somebody say that. God will go where can't nobody else go. His power will travel. You can be in one room. You can be in one state. And God's power will travel to another state. Right now, God's power is traveling all over the world. Whatever you're standing in need of right now, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, if it's healing, I pray healing upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, the devil wants you to destroy our bodies. In 2014, I was hit by a tractor trailer. And ever since, my body has been racking with pain. But my body still belongs to God. Yes. He will not take my praise. He will not take my victory. I don't care if I have to limp. I don't care if I have to bend over. I still will preach about God. Yes. I will bring forth your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we shall be, we shall live. We're going to be all right, saints. See, what we got to do is remember, we got to take our mind above matter. We got to set our affections on heavenly things. We got to stay in this word. The Bible says, set it to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We're living in a day now where it seems like people's mind is just going, ain't gonna seem like, people's mind are contrary. People you thought that never would backslide or backsliding. But, oh, my God, that word, I thank God for the song that's in the word of God. I got a hiding place. Hey, God, I got a hiding place. I got a hiding place. Don't let nobody hinder your growth. I remember when I got saved, I was just so happy, and I was just thinking that my family would be happy for me. And I'm pretty sure maybe a lot of you ought to face this. When I got saved, first thing my father said was, what you going to do about your home church? And I said, well, Dad, I'm going where God sent me. And being in the carnal mind, they didn't understand. See, even when it came down to standing up against one of my family members, telling them that, you know, and I'm just going to be honest, I had a situation where it was my mother. My mother was saved, and unfortunately she had backslid. And then she started doing things that was out of the will of God. But then she said she wanted to be baptized by our pastor. So I told her, I said, Mama, I said, and I know I could have got my teeth knocked out my mouth, but it's all about standing up for righteousness. It's all about standing up for righteousness. I had to tell my mama, I said, Mama, you don't need to get baptized, sweetie. I said, you're not. I said, I live with you, so I know how you're living. And so I went and I talked to my pastor about it, and he said, well, I tell you what, daughter, he said, well, talk to your mom. So I went and talked to her again, and I'm going to tell you what my mother did. My mother put me out. But I stood, hallelujah, my God. You may have to stand by yourself, but stand for righteousness. Because if you stand for righteousness, God going to stand for you. A short while later, here come my daddy, come picking me up, said, Velma, come back home. You may have loved ones that buys you because of you living for God, Father God. Yes. But keep on living for them. Because the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Keep living holy. Because somewhere after a while, somebody going to come in and say, look, I need you to pray for me. And you'd be like, aren't you the one that was dogging me out? But because of their life, I'm going to tell y'all something, saints. If you don't remember nothing else I say on this line, remember this. The world needs what we have. That's why we can't bow. See, it confuses the world when the saints of the Most High is acting like the world. Oh, my God, yes. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, nor the love of the Father is not in you. You got to choose you this day who you gonna serve. And the Father God, it's time for the saints of God to stand up. I remember it used to be a movie on TV, a show, where the real John stand up. So God is saying, will the real saints of God stand up? We're gonna be persecuted. We're gonna be talked about. We're gonna be scandalized. We're gonna be cursed out. I've been spit on. I've been slapped. That ain't no holiness. Oh, my God. Stand in the holy place. And I'm sorry if I'm a little radical for y'all, but I tell you, I just love the word of God. I love the word of God. When I think about what God has taken me through and brought me out of, I'm blessed. Even when the tractor trailer hit me, and it was a shock that he hit me. But when I was able to get out the car, God gave me a song, and I believe he's going to give me the rest of it. And the title of the song was, I Walked Away. Hey, I believe some of y'all want to join in with that. I walked away. The devil thought he had me, but I walked away. The enemy thought they killed me, but I walked away. Yes. Hey, God, I thank him about God. Yes, greater is he. I keep saying that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I think about even Peter when he was, see, this is how the devil would try to send distractions. The Bible said that when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter saw Jesus, he asked Jesus, in other words, Lord, can I come? And Jesus said, come. And as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was walking the water. But when the storm came, and I looked up the word storm, you all, and it said a great disturbance of the atmosphere marked by winds, rain, sleet, hail, or thunder, and lightning. See, even with this corona, it came as a storm. It wasn't no little light thing. Anything that would take people out, it's not a light thing. It came as a raging storm to try to get saints of God distracted, even through grief, even through trouble. He wants people to worry about where my next meal coming from, where your next job coming from. But, oh, my God, he said the cattle of the God. Yes, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. Just live right, saints. Even through your storm, I pray for those that have been affected, even especially with those that have lost loved ones. I pray for you constantly. I pray for those that don't have jobs. I pray for those that don't have food. But God said, I shall supply you all your need according to my riches and glory. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to supply your need. He said in his word, behold the fowls of the air, which are the birds. He said, they reap not, neither do they toil. Neither do they gather into barns, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Oh, my God, yes. And I got a question, and I often ask this question. How many times have you ever seen a skinny bird? Every time I see a bird, he got a pot belly. That means if God can take care of the birds, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. If God can take care of the birds, he going to feed me. Oh, God, what father is it that when his son asks for a fish, he give him a serpent? When he asks for bread, he give him a stone. Oh, my God, God won't neglect his own. He's going to take care of you. Keep looking up. It won't be this way always. It won't be this way always. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Help. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody say help is on the way. Yes, it is. I don't know about everybody. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I don't know about everybody else, but I know you know. You need God. There are people walking around right now acting like God don't matter. Don't even matter what God thinks. See, but one thing about God, he's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's so humble. He's so sweet and so kind, and he is so patient. But it's going to come a time when God is going to get attentions. God knows how to get attentions. And he ain't going to say, may I have your attention? He's going to get your attention. But I don't want. Going on, God is going to get the attention. But what I want to encourage everyone. Hold on. Don't let nothing or nobody hinder your growth in God. Even if your husband right now decides to walk away, you stay with God. A sanctified wife drawing a sanctified husband. If that wife decides to turn her back from God, you stay with God. You may be one, but when it comes down to your soul, it's about you and God. But God, yes, it's about you and God. And you keep on praying. You keep on praying. It may get worse before it gets better, but keep on praying. Because after a while, God going to do some change. And next thing you know, your husband going to come and say, honey, I believe I go with you to church today. Well, you're going to want to shout. Why are you making the biscuits? Because you're going to want to shout hallelujah. Hey, God, it takes God, I'm going to tell you something. It takes God to deal with people. Mm-hmm. We may try, but it takes God. There comes a time when God said, leave it alone. There comes a time when God said, back up. See, we would rather for them to listen and to take heed to the word. But sometimes God has to deal with people individually. So what we do is, in the meantime, we pray and we keep on praying. I mean, y'all, I'm talking about when you pray, keep on praying. Don't let nothing hinder your growth. Don't let nothing entangle your feet. The Bible says, Galatians 5:1, stand fast in liberty wherewith God has set you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, if God doesn't set you free, don't get back in it. The devil gonna come, and I'm gonna give this testimony, and I'm gonna try to finish. I thank God for the word. I remember before I got saved, there was this young man I liked. He didn't know I liked him. But I liked him so much that I even knew the sound of his car. I knew the sound of his car. And he worked at a store right above me. And when I would go up there, sometimes I would steal money from my mama just to go up there to see him. He wasn't studying me. But then right after I got saved, here he come. He came up. I was back there in the back of the house hanging out some clothes. And he come with an army uniform on. And he said, I said, hey, how you doing? He said, hey. I said, what's going on? He said, well, I came back to get you. And what's so good about it, Saint? Our pastor had just preached. Now, this was on a Saturday. Had just preached that Wednesday night. Watch out. Oh, my God. Yes. Watch out for the devil. The same one I was interested in before I got saved. Here he come. And my mind wasn't even on it. I'm going to tell you, it's a time to and for all things. When God saves you, he puts you in a place that other people can't understand. See, I didn't even have a desire to be with him. My mind was on Christ. See, the devil will send temptations your way. Just like he sent them to Satan. Just like he even tried Jesus. Even when Jesus was in 40 days and 40 nights. And y'all know how it is when you're fasting. The devil ain't going to tempt you with a piece of plank. He going to try to send the best German chocolate cake your way with the walnuts and all that stuff. He going to make it look good. But in the name of Jesus, stand fast. What I'm seeking for from God is more important than this cake. More I'm seeking for, and he knows how to do it. The day you fast, here comes somebody want to bring you. I brought you a piece of cake. I brought you a piece of chicken. All other 5 days in the week, 5 days of work day in the week, the day you fast, that's when the devil comes. But saints, don't give in. Resist the love of God. Yes, resist the devil, and he will flee. We don't have to take off running. He's going to flee. Stand, saints. Don't let nobody hinder your growth. And I want to say to those that are on the line that are not saved, please get saved. It is of a necessity that you get saved. We, as people of God, we are so glad that God saved us. Only thing I hate is that I didn't get it sooner. But being saved is one of the best gifts you can receive is salvation. There are things that you may be doing right now that you can't stop doing. You ain't got no control. But if you get saved, if you give your life to Christ, he will make you a new creature. All things will be passed away. Forgive yourself because God has already done it. Oh, my God, yes. Forgive yourself because God has already done it. I thank you all so much for this opportunity. And I hope and pray that something was said or done will help encourage somebody. Don't let nobody hinder your growth. Don't let nothing hinder your growth. Pray for me. I'm a woman of God. I'm a caretaker for my brother and sister, and I desire your prayers. And we are on this journey, traveling up the highway of holiness to get to heaven. We're going to pray for one another. And at this time, I desire to turn it back over to Minister Emmanuel Holmes. And I love you all. Y'all pray for me.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. What a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Glory to God. Don't stop growing. Don't stop growing. Don't let anybody hinder your growth. Amen. Don't stop exercising your faith. Glory be to God. Keep on believing. Amen. To the extent, amen, that you see the manifestation of what God has done and will do in your lives. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for this word again. Very, very encouraging. It is a right now word, glory to God. And in this day and in this time where it seems like there's so much, glory to God, that's not going right. Amen. We all already hearing about the wars and the rumors of wars, and people of God, the Bible already declared it and said that it would be. Amen. But even in the midst of all of that, people of God, don't you dare lose your focus. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you dare lose your focus. Keep your mind, keep your heart, amen, on Jesus. In the midst of all of this, amen, let us stay focused. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't let all of this stuff, amen, put you in a stupor state. Amen, Jesus. And the woman God talked about, amen, glory to God, committing suicide. And amen, Jesus, glory be to God. But we thank God for the saving hand of grace. Amen, Jesus, because there's a work to be done. And we thank God on tonight that the Lord has used her to bring forth this word. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't stop growing, people of God. Don't stop striving. Amen. Don't stop striving. Don't stop contending for the faith that we were once delivered. Amen. That we were already delivered. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. In this time and in this hour, amen, people of God, we need the Lord. If ever there was a time that we needed him, it's now is the, amen. Glory to God. Now is the time, amen. The woman of God encouraged us to, amen, get up early. Get up early, get in your word. Glory to God. Spend time with the Lord. Amen. Let the Lord strengthen you. Let the word of God minister to you. Amen. Before all of the clatter, all of the noise that comes, amen, afterwards in the run of a day, glory to God. Listen. Amen. Hear what God has to say first. Amen. Glory to God. Hear what he has to say first. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight for this word. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, that it's something about that seed. Amen. Something about that seed, that faith. Amen, Jesus. That faith that moves mountains. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, we are mountain movers. Amen. We got it. Amen. It's in us. Glory to God. It's the power of God. Amen, Jesus. So we cannot afford, amen, we cannot afford to be distracted. Glory to God. We cannot afford, amen, to be hindered, to allow ourselves to be hindered. Amen. But people of God, we got to continue to move forth in God. Amen. Glory to God. Don't stop growing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we just want to extend on tonight, amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, our main focus, glory to God, is to win the loss at all costs. Amen. Glory be to God. Someone, amen, somewhere may be listening. You may not be on the dial inside, but you may be listening by radio. Glory be to God. You may be listening by radio. Glory be to God. But you know what, people of God, you can still, amen, accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. Now is that time. Now is that time, people of God. Now is the time we cannot afford. Glory be to God. We cannot afford, amen, to be playing Russian roulette. Amen. We can't afford it, people of God. Amen. People are getting up out of here. Glory be to God in record numbers. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, now is the time we got to make sure, Glory to God. Amen. We got to make sure that we have a relationship with the Lord. We got to make sure, glory to God, that it's solid and that we're truly standing on the solid rock. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, if there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, you're not saved and you desire to be saved, glory be to God, now is the time. Now is the acceptable time. Glory be to hallelujah. Glory to God. Now is the acceptable time. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, if there's anyone that desires to give your life over to the Lord, amen, Jesus, now is the time. Now is the time. Glory be to God. Amen. If you so desire, you can press *6. Amen. You can press *6 and come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll pray with you. Amen. We'll pray with you the prayer of faith. Glory to God. Wherewith, amen, you can make your confession. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, you can make your confession. Amen. Glory to God. Heaven is open. He's ready, glory to God, to receive you. Glory be to God. But it's at your confession. Amen. Glory to God with your mouth. Amen. The heart that believeth. Glory be to God, the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You can be saved. You can be saved tonight. You can be saved tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If there's anyone tonight that's not saved, you can press *6 and come over on the broadcast side. You can press *6. Glory to God and come on over. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, if there is no one, if there's anyone that desires, amen, prayer, glory to God, you want us to touch and agree with you on tonight, glory to God, amen, we ready, amen, we are ready, amen, ready. We're trusting and believing God, amen, Jesus, and we just want to touch and agree on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6 and come over to the broadcast side, glory be to God. Amen. Looks like we have a...
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight and requesting prayer for a number of people that really need a touch from the Lord, man-wise and physical-wise. Miranda, I'm not going to call last name. Marlene.
Okay.
Dana, Olivia, Charles, Patricia.
Was that Todd?
Sandra.
Was that Todd or Charles? Could you say Todd. That again? Todd, okay.
Charles.
Yes. Okay, hold on. You said Charles.
And Rhonda. Patricia. And Deronda.
Deronda.
Thank you.
Okay.
And please keep me in your prayers. Sister Betty.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Betty.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Amen. Desires prayer. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You can press *6 and come over to the broadcast side on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just believe God. We believe God. Amen. We believe God. How many just believe the Lord? How many believe the report of the Lord on tonight? Glory be to God. People, God, there's so much going on. Amen. Jesus, there's so much going on in the earth. We've got to press beyond. Amen. We got to press beyond, people of God. Ah, yeah. Oh, glory. We got to press beyond. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to touch God. amen, as we never touched him before. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If there's no one else on tonight, amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. If there's no one else on tonight, amen, Jesus. We want to go, glory to God, before the throne of grace on tonight, people of God. Amen. Let us touch him. Let us touch him. Amen. Glory to God. Let us touch him, glory to God, until, amen, we can feel him touch us back. Amen. We know that his ears are open unto our glory be to God. His ears are open, open, open. Glory to God. Amen. Unto our cry. Amen. For when the righteous cry, glory to God, the Lord, he hears us. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us go, amen, before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This little song just dropped in my spirit. Glory be to God. And it says, you just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by your need, he shall supply. Reach out, hallelujah, and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord, he's not too busy. Glory to God. He's not too busy to hear our cry on tonight. Glory to God, for as the scripture declares, what concerns us concerns him on tonight. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen. Glory to God. Your very heart's cry, your very heart's request, amen, unto him tonight. Glory to God. I just believe, we just believe, glory to God, that he's ready. Amen. He's ready, glory to God, to move for you. Glory to God. He's ready to move for his people. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We're coming here yet again, oh God. We've assembled, glory to God, in this place. In this place, glory be to God, this hallowed out place, we come assembling ourselves unto you. Father, we're coming again, oh God, to say thank you. We're coming again to tell you thank you. Thank you. Glory to God for your goodness. Father, we thank you tonight. Yeah, glory. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you right now. We're thanking you. Glory to God for your goodness. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. that you're not a man, oh God, and that you do not lie. And we're thanking you, glory to God, hallelujah, for your promises unto your people. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that you change not. Tonight, glory to God, for just as sure as you said it in the beginning, glory to God, you mean it in the end. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight, glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Father, we lift your name. We lift your name high, glory to God, in the earth. We lift your name, glory to God, high, glory to God, in our situations and in our circumstances. We exalt your name on tonight. We exalt your name on tonight. Far above principalities, far above powers, we exalt your name on tonight. Father, we exalt you, glory to God. We exalt you, oh God, far above any situation, any circumstance, oh God, that we may find ourselves in. Father, we exalt your name. We exalt your name, Jesus. We exalt your name on tonight. We exalt your name on tonight. Jesus, we exalt you. We exalt your name on tonight. Glory to God. We exalt your name. Hey, God, we exalt your name. Father, we exalt your name on tonight. Father, we exalt you. Oh, glory to God. We exalt you. Glory to God. We exalt you on tonight. Glory to God. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, God, we come tonight. Father, we're coming on tonight because you said, oh, God, that we could cast our cares upon you. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, because you're our high tower. We're coming to you on to God. For there, God, unto you, oh, God, because there's none like thee. We're coming unto you, glory to God, for only you can make a difference. Only you can turn around. Only you can touch, glory to God. Only you can revive. Only you, God, can restore. Only you, glory to God. Only you can make alive. Only you can save. Hey, God, in the name of us, thank God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're coming unto you. Father, for you made us, oh God, and you know all about us. Oh God, you know the very hairs upon our heads. Oh, Father, we're coming unto you tonight. We're coming unto you tonight. We're coming to you. You said, oh, God, that we could cast our cares upon you, for you care for each and every one of us. And we're coming unto you tonight. We're lifting up your people unto you tonight. Glory to God. Father, for you know every situation. You know every circumstance on tonight. And we're asking you to move for your people. Move in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. Father, we're coming up tonight. We're lifting up Miranda unto you, oh God. We're lifting her up unto you. Oh, glory to God, asking that you would touch and that you would move in her situation. We're asking you to do it on tonight in the precious name, oh God. Father, turn around adverse situations and circumstances on tonight. Father, we're asking you to deliver. We're asking you to set free on tonight. We're asking you to save your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, save her tonight. Father, we're lifting her up, oh God. We're lifting up Marlene unto you. We're lifting up Dana unto you, oh God. Say God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. Father, that you would do it for your people. Father, do it for Charles on tonight. Do it on tonight, glory to God. Father, do it right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, but we know that you're able. We know that you're able to save. We know that you're able to deliver. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, do it tonight. Hey, God, do it for the remnant tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll move. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight. Father, do it on tonight. Hey, Kashalabose. Father, do it on tonight. In that precious name of God, we're asking that you'll do it. Father, move by your spirit. Move in that situation on tonight. Father, do it tonight. In that precious name, oh God.
your people to experience on tonight. Cause them to feel, glory to God, heaven touch them on tonight. Feel your touch on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, do it by your spirit. Father, do it by your anointing in the precious name, oh God. Father, remember Mother Betty tonight. Glory to God, touch her tonight. Touch her and strengthen her tonight. Strengthen her in her body in that precious name, oh God. Strength, we declare in the name of Jesus. Father, even for the body of Christ, even for those that are going through on tonight, oh God, we're asking that you will touch. We're asking that you will revive in the name of Jesus. Oh God, many are leaning post, oh God, on tonight. But Father, we're asking that you will touch them tonight. Father, touch your people tonight. Oh God, call them to be strengthened. Call them to not be weary and well-doing. Father, but give them strength. Oh God, that they can give strength on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will move tonight. Move in situations and circumstances on tonight. Situations, oh God, that the enemy said, roadblocks, oh God, that the enemy said, oh God, but move tonight. Move against the enemy. Move against the enemy of the lives of your people. Father, move tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, move tonight and cancel the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, cause your people tonight. Cause your people tonight. Cause your people tonight. Oh God, that peace will rest upon them tonight. Rest upon the minds of your people tonight. Cause the troubler to cease on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up confusion tonight. We bind up every confusion in the name of Jesus. We bind up tonight the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up tonight. Glory to God. We bind up tonight, oh God, the blinding spirit, oh God, that will cause your people not to see. Father, but we bind it up tonight, and we cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up fear tonight, and we cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, cause your people to come to faith. Cause your people, cause faith on tonight. Cause faith on tonight. Breathe into the faith of your people tonight. Stir, oh God, the faith of your people tonight. In the precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Yeah, God, transform on tonight. Father, transform. Transform minds on tonight. Father, do it by your spirit. Cause your people to know. Cause your people to see themselves. Oh, God, as you see them. Cause your people. Hey, God. Hey, God, cause your people to see and cause your people to know. Oh, God, that we are fearfully and we're wonderfully made by you. Cause your people to know. Glory to God, that you have a purpose and you have a plan for each and every one of us. Cause your people to know. Oh, God, cause there to be a divine connection. A divine connection according to your will, according to your desire, according to your vision. Oh, God, that you place in each and every one of us. Father, cause your people to know on tonight. Cause your people to move. Cause your people to move in liberty on tonight. Cause your people, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, on Jesus, tonight. Oh, God, cancel, oh God, cancel. Yes. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, yes, we speak tonight. Oh God, we speak to the mountains tonight. And we said, be thou removed. We speak to the mountain tonight. Oh God, the pain that racks the bodies of your people. We speak to the pain tonight. And we said, be thou removed. We said, loose the people of God. Be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. We speak to cancer tonight. And we said, be thou removed. We said, loose the people of God in the name of Jesus. We said, be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. We speak to diabetes tonight. And we said, be we now remove. We set loose the people of God in the name of Jesus. And we said be cast into the sea of the night. We speak to COVID in the name of Jesus. And we said be now remove. We set loose the people of God. We set loose the people in the name of Yah. Loose the people. Hey, Shabbatay. In the name of Jesus, we said, be thou cast now. Be thou cast right now into the midst of the sea. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, we speak tonight. We speak to mental illness all tonight. We said, loose the people of God. We said, loose. Loose the people of God. Be thou cast into the midst of the sea. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we speak to the heart, the failing heart, the failing kidneys. We set loose the people of God. We set loose, Yasha. We set loose the people. Hey, God, and we set loose, Yasha. We set be cast into the midst of the sea in the precious name of Jesus. We call you, Father, we count it down. Oh, God, everything, God, everything. Oh, God, everything, every sickness on tonight. We said, loose the people and be thou cast into the sea. Father, we thank you now. We thank you, glory to God, for it was on this cause that you died. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Hey, God, that's why we can declare and we can decree, oh, God, that we were already healed, Father, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, but we cast, hey, God, everything that's not for us, oh, God, we cast it into the sea in the name of Jesus. Father, we cast now. We speak now, oh, God, the ill-spoken words, oh, God, that the enemy, oh, God, has spoken over our lives, oh, God, through the ages, through the time, oh, God, ill-spoken words, ill-spoken thoughts. Father, tonight, glory to God, we speak to it tonight. We speak to those words. Hey, God, we said, be thou removed and cast into the midst of the sea. We said tonight, oh, God, yay, God, Satan, your chains. Your bonds are broken on tonight. And Father, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for it was this cause that you came. We thank you tonight. We for looking upon this line. We thank you for looking upon this people. Father, in every situation, oh God, every circumstance, oh God, that's been facing your people, that's breaking the peace of your people tonight. Every situation that's disturbing the peace of your people, we speak to it now, and we said, be thou removed. We said, be cast into the midst of the high, into the midst of the sea. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for peace now. We thank you for healing now. We thank you for deliverance now. We thank you for setting your people free now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. My God, we thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Kashandelebata. We thank you for the testimonies of victory. We thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God, for touching each and every one of your people. Glory to God, each and every one. Each and every one on this line. Each and every one. Oh, God, and even as we've come together, those, God, names that will call, those names that will not call, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your deliverance on tonight. Father, we thank you for setting your people free. We thank you for victory. We thank you for the testimonies, oh, God, that you come forth. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We glorify you. We glorify you, oh, God, for doing, oh, God, unto your people thy perfect will. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for saving to the utmost. We're thanking you on tonight for intensifying, oh God, the relationship with your people. We're thanking you tonight, oh God. Oh God, those that were there to grow. But Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for growth spurts. We're thanking you for growth spurts on the line tonight. We thank you for growth spurts. Ah, yeah, Messiah. We thank you tonight. Yeah, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless, we honor, we glorify you. Woo, glory to God. We glorify you. We glorify you for what you've done tonight. We glorify you. Oh, God, for what our eyes shall see, we glorify you for peace. We glorify you for freedom now, freedom in you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, that you call the Son. Oh, God, and that we can call those things that be not as though they were. We thank you on tonight, and we call them forth tonight. We call them forth tonight. We call them out tonight in the name of Jesus. We call them out tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Father, and tonight, hey, glory to God. We come against the spirit. Oh, God, we speak to the spirit of poverty. And we say, be thou removed. We say, loose the people of God. Loose the people of God. And be thou cast into the midst of the sea in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for unexpected blessings. We're thanking you on tonight, God, for opening doors of promotion. We're thanking you on tonight, God, for opening new doors. Oh, God, that your people can walk. Hey, God, and walk into a fruitful field in that precious name, Jesus. Walking into prosperity. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you tonight, Father, for making provision for provision for your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for joining bones together. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, for moving in the muscular system. We're thanking you tonight for moving in the circulatory system. We're thanking you tonight. Woo, glory. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, for moving in the lymph system on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you on tonight. Father, we call all things in order according to your divine will in our lives, in the lives of your people all over the world. We call it into divine order. We call divine order. Hey, we call divine order. Oh, God, to rectify. Oh, God, that your people may live, that your people may be blessed. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor tonight. Father, we give you glory. Hey, hey, hey. Father, we give you glory. Oh, God, we give you glory. Oh, God, not of ourselves. Oh, God, but it's by your spirit and by your anointing. We thank you tonight. We thank you that you called us sons and daughters. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you. Oh, God, for causing us to come to oneness of mind. Oneness of mind with you. Oneness of mind, Father, that we will see as you see, that we will know as you know, and that we would understand, oh, God, your thing, the things of the kingdom. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. We thank you for your woman servant on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her, bless her, bless her on tonight. Father, bless her immensely in the name of Jesus. Father, and we'll speak tonight. Father, we're speaking tonight. Hey, God, we're speaking, oh, God, to your vessel tonight. Glory to God. We speak tonight. Hey, God, and we say be healed in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity and every infirm spirit, we command you to loose now. We command you to loose and be thou cast into the midst of the sea. Be thou cast into the midst of the sea. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for healing. We thank you for total restoration. We're thanking you for making her, calling her whole on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now, for you know what she has need of.
And we're thanking you for providing, oh God, for you are the great provider. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, we're thanking you tonight for this woman's servant. Father, we're asking that you would bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father, from this time forth and forevermore. Father, cause your face, cause your glory to shine upon her. Cause her to be consumed in your glory. Cause her to be consumed in your strength. Cause her to be consumed in your healing. Cause her to be consumed in your anointing. And Father, for this we praise you. Father, for this we thank you. Father, for this we do glorify you now. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Woo, Shabbat. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, higher. Thank you for moving. Woo, glory to God in the midst of every situation. Every situation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, let me face your people. Thank you for moving. Woo, glory to God in causing your glory, causing your way, causing your plan and your purpose to be executed in the lives of your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Father, now you promise your beloved sweet sleep. We're thanking you tonight for sweet sleep. We're thanking you for lifting on tonight. We're thanking you for lifting us up on tonight. Lifting us up. Lifting us up. We're thanking you for lifting us by your free spirit. Father, we're asking you even tonight, Father, commune with us. Hey, God, even as we lie upon our bed, speak to us. Oh, God, speak. Oh, God, hi. Hey, God, hey, Shatamasa. Speak to your people tonight. Speak. Woo, glory. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Woo, God, call someone tonight to have visitation, a divine visitation. Someone tonight, oh God, someone tonight, oh God, a divine visitation. Cause us to be ready. Cause us, oh God, to be ready. Oh God, speak issues, oh God, that you have for each and every one of your people, your divine purpose, your divine plan. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you, oh God. All over the world, we glorify you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody on tonight. Somebody on tonight. Glory to God. Give God praise. Amen. Give God praise on tonight. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Receive it all tonight. Glory to God. Just tell God, thank you. Glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. We give God thanks tonight. Give God praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody, glory to God, will have a visitation on tonight. Glory to God. Somebody, amen. Glory to God. You set your heart, amen. You set your mind. Glory to God. Go to sleep tonight, amen, with them on your mind. Glory to God. Entreat him. Glory to God. Entreat him. Glory to God. Set your conscience. Set your mind. Glory to God to hear from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. And the Lord will surely speak to you. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Bless his name. Thank you, God, for his healing power. Thank you for his manifestation on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. No weapon that's formed against you, glory to God, shall prosper. No weapon. No weapon that's formed against you. No weapon that's formed against you. No weapon that's formed against you on tonight shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thanking him. We thanking him. Glory to God for binding up the hand of the enemy. Binding up his works. Glory to God. Glory to God for creating his plans. Glory to God towards God's people. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God, for he is our high power.
Know that tonight. He is our high tower. Glory to God. In him do we trust. Glory to God. And so we thank him tonight, people of God. And tonight we just want to, as always, let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. You can get a copy. Glory to God. Get a copy. Get a copy. Send a copy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, glory to God, needs to know. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. No matter what you've been facing, no matter what you're seemingly going through, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is concerned about you. Amen. And he's going to lead you safely through. Glory be to God. Tonight, people of God, you can text, amen, 678-608-7234. Amen, Jesus, to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. That's through WhatsApp. Amen. Glory be to God as well. People of God, you can text 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, don't forget you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Get a copy. Get a copy there. Amen. Get a copy. Get a copy. Send a copy, people of God. Don't just get it. Amen. Get it and send it. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody, there's a word, amen, on these messages, on these broadcasts for somebody. Glory be to God. Amen. It's just our job to send it. Amen. And the word, he will do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God. We thank God again for our messenger on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word. Glory to God. Don't stop growing, people of God. Leap, jump, skip. Run, amen. But whatever you do, don't stop growing, amen. Glory be to God. Well, again, we give God praise for you, for your time, for your attention, amen. For your attentiveness, amen. Take the word, take the prayer. Glory be to God, amen. Everything, amen. Take it, people of God, amen. Glory to God. We're gonna need it, amen. So we bless God tonight, amen, for each and every one of you. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. Glory to God. And this does conclude our broadcast on tonight, people of God. Amen. Jesus, we want to let you know, amen, that we appreciate you. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your dedication, amen, to this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. As we keep you in our prayers, amen, Jesus. And we are expecting a miracle and a blessing for each and every one of you. God bless you, people of God. This concludes our broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.